Hello and welcome. My name is Kato Sepp and I'll be your host for today's video game of the day. Growing up around comics, the MCU, video games, many kids the world over dream of being a superhero. As you get older, you learn that superpowers probably aren't happening for you anytime soon. But imagining yourself flying, or turning invisible, or just saving those in need still gets your blood pumping, right? For those who dream of being a superhero, today's game has got you covered. Today's game is DC Universe Online, developed by Daybreak Game Company and released on PC and PlayStation 3 in 2011. DC Universe Online is an MMORPG that takes place in the world of DC Comics. Players create their own custom superhero and can choose whether they will join the Justice League, the premier hero league in DC, or the Society, a collection of villains. Powers are varied, with players being able to choose from everything from firepower to atomic power to sorcery. As players level up, they gain skill points and can further customize their powers and rise up the ranks of their chosen side. The story of the game has Lex Luthor coming from the future, telling the heroes of a war-torn future where heroes and villains alike have killed each other to near extinction. At the climax of their final battle, Brainiac swoops in to defeat them both and take the Earth. Lex Luthor has come back in time to the present day with many of Brainiac's Exobytes, a nanomachine that allows normal humans to gain superpowers, and release them so that Earth may have more heroes to give them a fighting chance. He implores the Justice League to train these new heroes and be ready for when Brainiac comes. DC Universe Online has been live since 2011, and on top of this core storyline, it has had a large number of DLC episodes that are available for purchase. While the game takes place in its own original canon, crossover episodes have occurred, bringing in characters from the DC Extended Universe and the Arrowverse TV shows. As of November 2019, there have been 35 of these episodes, with a 36th coming next month. DC Universe Online received average reviews upon release, but has maintained a consistent fanbase. Many agree that the free content available is fun, but short, and you quickly need to start buying episodes in order to have content to play. Catching up on 35 episodes may seem daunting, but fortunately, bundles exist that may get players up to speed a bit more quickly. But if you plan on playing everything, you're going to be spending a decent chunk of change, even with the bundles. DC Universe Online has discontinued the PlayStation 3 version, but continues to live on PC, as well as PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Jeff for requesting this episode's game. If you want to request a game to be talked about, send me a message on Twitter at @VG_of_the_day. Archives and transcripts for every episode are available on VideoGameOfTheDay.com. Don't forget to check back here tomorrow for another Video Game of the Day.